Nick Offerman is perhaps best known for playing Ron Swanson on the show Parks and Rec, but he's done a lot of other stuff, including a recent episode on the HBO show The Last of Us. He's also written a number of books. His most recent one, called Where the Deer and the Antelope Play, is part travelogue, part exploration of the country's relationship with nature and agriculture. And he says he wrote a lot about Arizona in it, and in the process fell in love with hiking here after having spent a lot of time previously in New Mexico and Texas. Offerman is bringing his stage show to the Valley tonight, and when I spoke with him earlier, I asked what a Nick Offerman stage show entails.
Well, first and foremost, my main product, which is slow talking. I formulate sentences and speak them slowly and clearly with pauses, and people seem to enjoy that for some reason. I also write silly songs. I play the guitar and sing songs, and so they're usually making fun of us in some way. I've got a great song that people love right now, celebrating our recent Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, called "I Like Beer." I've got a song called "Us Dip Gotta Stick Together," and I recently had a pretty well received episode on an HBO show called "The Last of Us."
Yes.
And I take part in a same-sex couple, and I was quite taken aback by the amount of open homophobic hate that I received online as a result of this. Generally it was a beloved episode. It was an incredible script and beautifully performed by my partner Murray Bartlett. And so I've written a song in response to that hate called "I Thought I Was a Man, But I Was Wrong." So, you know, it's there's a sensibility of social commentary. There's silliness. Having a laugh at all of our expenses and suggesting maybe we could have a little better manners than we do.
Yeah. Well, so I wanted to ask you about Last of Us, but I'm a little bit surprised. Maybe I shouldn't be, but I'm a little surprised at the amount of hate mail you got, because as you say, it was an extremely well-received episode of the show.
It's really amazing. I mean, you know, I think anybody with their eyes open has an awareness that women and LGBTQ folks and any minority or any people that have been discriminated against receive all kinds of hate. But until it was pointed at me, it didn't land quite as solidly. So, you know, and it's all like homophobic, generally guys. And there's a lot of just like barf emojis and like, don't try and push your gay agenda. Like, why did you have to ruin this show with your gay agenda? And, you know, so I try and deal with it with some empathy, but also maybe with a laugh.
Right. So your character, and I don't want to give too much away for folks who, you know, the five or six people who have not yet seen this episode of Last of Us, you play a survivalist in kind of a post-apocalyptic world. And I wonder, when you read the script and decided that you were going to do this role, like, did you see this as a departure from the kinds of roles you normally do? Like, was this something that you feel was vastly different than what you had done before?
Yeah, it's a funny question, Mark. There's a couple sides to this answer. The first is no. I am a theater actor. I went to theater school at the University of Illinois and then started in Chicago on stage. And when you're a straight theater actor, you know, generally have every kind of show in your toolbox.
Right.
So ideally, you're equipped to shine in all of these different aspects. Then when you get to Hollywood, people want to pigeonhole you and they want you to be a specialist. So when I first got here, they put me on shows like ER, West Wing, Deadwood, NYPD Blue. They were like, okay, this guy's an hour drama guy, Chicago theater actor. Yeah, gritty, Gary Sinise. And then somebody at some point was like, oh, wait a second, he's actually can be funny. And then Parks and Rec happened, and it immediately then people would say, oh, I didn't know you could do drama. And so whatever you've done the most recently, it's the same thing that because of streaming, I'll run into somebody at this grocery store and I'll have a beard and they'll say, hey, where's your mustache? I was just watching you this morning. And you're just like, yeah, you know how TV works, right? So then another funny aspect to your question is, again, the online response. I got a lot of wonderful accolades, and people were incredibly generous with loving the episode and being kind to me about my performance and saying that it was a departure or that it was like a, you know, a pinnacle of one sort or another. But then there was also a large number of people that said like, oh, this is just Ron Swanson, like on HBO. This is like Ron Swanson in the apocalypse. And I was like, God, it's so narrow-minded. It's so weird that, you know, that you would be such a shallow TV viewer. And I'm just grateful, you know, when you have a character on a show that hits and is popular, like Parks and Rec has been popular and Ron Swanson has been popular, often that can be a blessing and a curse because, you know, there are people that were on maybe Seinfeld or Friends or something that you have a hard time seeing them then in other roles. And so the fact that the world simply lets me continue to play other diverse roles makes me incredibly grateful. that the audience allows me to play people without a mustache.
Right. That would be fairly limiting, I would think. Do you find that when you're sort of out and about, when people recognize you, is it mostly for Ron Swanson or is it for other characters that you've done? Because you've done a lot of other stuff.
It's interesting. I suppose, you know, naturally, eyeballs wise, the most people have probably seen Parks and Rec. Mm-hmm. But it is really fun when people usually do recognize you. And it's funny, even during the pandemic, when I'll be at the grocery store with a mask on and like with a hat on, it's fun because people generally don't recognize me. And then I'll go to the butcher counter and say, can I get two of those tomahawk ribeyes? And eight heads snap around. I know that voice ordering meat. But by and large, my favorite thing people recognize me for is the obscure stuff. Mm-hmm. One of the best is, I don't know, probably 20 years ago or so, I did 8 episodes of the George Lopez show. I played a character named Randy who became the fiance to George's mom. And so every once in a while, somebody will recognize me from that. Wow. And that's really pleasing.
So given all of the acting and Hollywood type work you've been doing, do you still have time for woodworking? Like, is that still a thing that you're doing?
Well, my shop has been a wonderful, healthy, burgeoning concern. We've had, at times, we've had up to 6 people. We have 5 employees there right now. And so the shop has become a project in and of itself. And because I'm always away on tour or doing acting jobs or writing a book, I do a lot more administrating there, and my project is less building furniture or boats, and it's more trying to build a happy and rewarding life for my employees. Mm. I have a sad little table at the shop with a dozen ukuleles that are sitting there waiting for me. And whenever I go to the shop, I look at them and I say, I know you guys, I'm sorry. I'll be back. Just relax. I'll come back to it eventually when my cheekbones start to give out.
All right. Nick Offerman, thank you so much and enjoy your time in the Phoenix area. I appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
Nick Offerman is an actor, a writer, and a woodworker, among many other things. He's bringing his stage show to Harrah's Auction Casino in Maricopa tonight.